Polls show Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett far behind Democratic challenger Tom Wolf. But WHYY's Dave Davies reports that this summer, the governor has latched onto an issue he hopes can turn the race around.
Historically, Pennsylvania governors have always won re-election to a second term. But this governor is down 20 points or more to Tom Wolf, a Democrat largely unknown to voters before the spring primary. Corbett's dilemma calls to mind Governor Pappy O'Daniel from the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Here getting advice from his advisors on how to slow the momentum of his opponent.
People like that reform. And maybe we should get us some.
I'll reform you, you soft-headed sumbitch. How are you going to run reform on with a damn incumbent? Is that the best idea you boys can come up with? Reform?
Well, it's not the worst idea, and Corbett seems to have somehow seized on a way to cast himself as a reform candidate, effectively running against Harrisburg, despite being an incumbent. Earlier this summer, Corbett jettisoned his record of getting budgets signed on time and challenged the state legislature to adopt his plan to reform the public employee pension system, which the governor says is draining the state treasury and driving up property taxes.
I'm asking the citizens of this great state to join me in this fight and demand that the members of the legislature stand up to the public sector unions and to address the most important fiscal challenge facing Pennsylvania.
Franklin and Marshall political analyst Terry Madonna says Corbett's gambling on the pension issue because he has to somehow change the dynamics of the race.
Governor Corbett wants to make pensions the leading issue in the gubernatorial campaign. He hopes that will change the narrative in the gubernatorial election to one that favors what he's trying to do.
The issue's attractive to Corbett because he can assert that his Democratic opponent's afraid to reform pensions because he's beholden to public employee unions that contribute to his campaign. Budget projections show soaring costs to Pennsylvania taxpayers from the pension system in the near future. A new Corbett web video fills the screen with ominous warnings of what runaway pension costs will do and shows a series of moments from debates this spring in which Wolf seems to shrug the issue off.
We don't have a crisis here, and it's not really a pension issue. The sky is not falling. It's not a crisis.
It's not a crisis.
Corbett can accurately say that while he supports a bill to do something about the pension problem, Wolf hasn't presented a specific plan to address the issue. More on that in a moment. The politics of the pension debate might play well for Corbett. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, after all, is delivering a similar message in the Garden State. But Madonna says there's a problem. Polls show it's not an issue voters get excited about, in part because it's just so complicated.
It involves things like multipliers and what the state has to pay, what school districts have to pay into the pension service, and it's just a complex issue that most voters don't understand.
Corbett's doing his best to overcome that by bringing the impact of pension costs home to voters.
More than 163 school districts already have been forced to raise property taxes on Pennsylvania families to pay for skyrocketing pension costs.
Democrats counter that those increases are driven more by Corbett's underfunding of schools. The legislation Corbett wants enacted would put new state employees into a program that combines a traditional defined benefit plan with a 401k-like retirement account the state and the employee would contribute to. One problem he faces in the debate is that independent analyses show his plan wouldn't save much money or forestall property tax hikes anytime soon. Most of the savings would come decades from now. Corbett says he knows that, but his plan is a necessary first step. What does the Democrat, Wolf, think? Well, those sound bites of him saying there isn't a crisis are not taken out of context. He says part of the problem is that low interest rates are depressing the return on pension fund investments.
Part of what we're facing right now, the sky is falling crowd is pointing to this big gap. Part of that's coming because we have a low interest rate environment. The interest rate environment, I think, is going to change. It's going to go up. So that's going to take care of itself.
Wolf does say the state will have to deal with a large debt accumulated from past mistakes. And he's open to a variety of ideas on that, including bonding. He says the state might borrow money to put into the pension fund, a controversial idea that counts on the pension fund's investments earning more than the cost of repaying those bonds. If you're bored or confused by now, that's not a good thing for me or for Governor Corbett. He's hoping you'll get worked up about public pensions and remember it in the voting booth. Dave Davies, WHYY News.